Hi there, Eric with High Caliper Growing Smart Pot, back with another great Growing Revolution interview. And this week we've got Kyle Durr from Casey Tree. They're one of our great customers who grows their trees just outside of the Washington, D.C. area. So, Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
Yeah. So can you explain how did Casey Tree get its start, what's its mission, and then what is your role with the tree farm?
Yeah, so Casey Tree is a nonprofit. We were started in 2001 from Betty Brown Casey. She wanted to really enhance and recover the DC tree canopy from what it once was back in the 50s. I believe there was well over 40% into 50% tree canopy. And in the late 90s, she had noticed that it had declined below 35%. So her mission was to get more trees essentially in DC. And so our mission statement is to restore, enhance, and protect the tree canopy of the nation's capital. So my role with Casey Trees is the farm manager over at the tree farm in Berryville, Virginia. And our goal is to grow as many trees as we possibly can to put in the DC area.
Are there certain tree varieties that you guys focus on?
So we prefer larger kind of shade tree to really boost the canopy. We've got over 40 species that we grow at the farm. So I'd say the majority are larger shade trees, but we do some small, medium-sized trees as well, and some ornamentals. Cherries are one of the main ornamentals that we grow.
Makes sense, being D.C. Yeah. How many people work full-time for Casey Tree, either full or part-time, and then what are they doing for you guys?
So the entire company, I think we're at about 65 or so. You know, at the farm, there's only 14 of us actually out of those 65. So our side of the farm pretty focused on just agricultural based work, just cultivating trees. The rest of the city, they focus on, there's education outreach, some policy communications, and then obviously the tree planting crew makes up a large portion of the rest of the crew in DC.
Makes sense. So I saw on your guys' website that Casey Tree is in a partnership with the district DOT. How mm-hmm. does that work? Are they telling you guys like where to plant or giving you financial backing? How does that work with you guys?
Yeah, so a little bit of there's a relationship with the nursery itself, with us, and then with the tree operations crew from Casey Trees. So they will UFD, they will source a few thousand trees from us each year, and we provide that to them, and they focus on the plantings themselves and their crew, and then we also do a few hundred trees a year internally for them. So our tree operations crew actually source the trees from the farm here. And then they, Casey Trees employees, plant some trees in the right-of-ways in DC. So both of which are growing. We're providing them more trees this year than we have in the past. And then they're again, our tree operations crew is planting a few hundred more trees than they have in the past as well.
Nice. You guys at Casey Tree have been a good customer of High Caliper Growing for a while now. How has our root control bag helped with production on the tree farm? And then also, is that helping with the installation in the city and making life easier, hopefully, for the workers and volunteers?
Yeah. So, you know, traditionally we're doing ball and burlap here at the farm, switched over to the root bags and haven't really looked back since. The digging process here at the farm is a lot easier. It stretches kind of when we can harvest trees. The process of it's pretty straightforward, pop them out of the ground, get the soil off, and it's good to go. It's all contained, ready to be planted. So easier for the guys here at the farm to harvest, I'd say. And then, yeah, I mean, for TreeOps crew in DC, I know that Rob, the director of tree operations out there, him and his crew love planting them, a lot more manageable. They work with volunteers a fair amount of the time. And so I think we've planted over 30,000 or so trees in and around the city, and a lot of which were with volunteers, especially early on. And I don't believe we could have done that many with larger Bowen burlap trees with our operation.
Yeah, for people who might not be familiar with tree farms, a root ball for a Bowen burlap is going to be, what, 2 to 3 times as large as doing it in a root control bag? What would you say?
Yeah. I mean, it, give or take, I'd say that's pretty accurate. Weight-wise, those balls can be pretty stifling. You can't really move it around with a person or two. And with these root bags, you can handle it pretty well with a couple guys.
Yeah, awesome. So what are some of the biggest hurdles that KC Tree deals with, both maybe on the tree farm and then installation-wise?
Some of the hurdles, I'd say, you know, we're really focused on growing at this point, not only growing trees, but growing our capacity. So really expanding more fields and meeting the demand that we're seeing now, especially in the past year or so with the quantities that folks are wanting. So I'd say just kind of trying to maintain a good quality project and a product and expand at the same time. So that at the farm, I'd say that's one of our biggest focuses and hurdles is constantly growing and trying to put more trees in the ground.
Nice. Glad to hear that demand is high for you guys, and it makes sense. You're growing quality trees out there. Are there any other organizations like KC Tree around the country, or are you guys pretty unique in how you're working?
Yeah, no, there are a few others that are around, nonprofits that focus on trees in their city. I know we deal with Baltimore Tree Trust, provide them with some trees, and they're huge and pretty nearby over in Baltimore, not too far. I know I've heard of, I can't recall the names, but I know in Pittsburgh they've got one, a nonprofit that focuses on canopy in the city. Atlanta has a pretty big time one. So I think they're definitely out there and growing.
Yeah. Nice. Well, glad to hear that people, you know, around the country are focused on beautifying those metro areas, because who wants to just see concrete all day? So, Kyle, how can folks find out more about KC Tree and the mission? And are you guys on social media at all?
Yeah, we have Instagram, I believe Twitter, and some other platforms, and then a website, you know, kctrees.org, and you can kind of click through there, and there's a fair amount of information on there as far as what we do, how you can get involved, if folks are interested in volunteering or donating or even getting some trees from the farm. You know, we do provide bulk orders from the nursery for folks that are interested. So, yeah, I'd say the website and Instagram are pretty direct spots.
Yeah, KC Tree, you guys are definitely unique. Most of the customers that we deal with are for-profit organizations. So it's really cool to hear of a different business model where, you know, profits that you guys might make are just put right back into the operation to grow and build the mission. So
definitely,
we love you guys. We appreciate your support as customers, and thank you very much for your time doing the podcast with me.
Yeah, of course, Eric. Yeah, I mean, we're obviously a huge fan and appreciate the quality bags that you guys sell us. So it's a great partnership.
We couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you very much.
For sure.